Unit 5. Explore. Recording 1.
Hey, Nick. I've just read a great article about places that don't exist.
Really? What kind of places? You mean like the lost city of Atlantis under the sea?
No, it's about Google Maps Street View and Google Earth and the places that should be there but are not.
What do you mean?
Well, lots of people have seen the Google car driving around with a camera on the roof, and I've got several friends who say that they appear walking along the road or sitting outside a cafe.
Oh, yes. I've seen a few funny shots of people wearing masks or doing something weird.
Yeah. So the point is that we think these maps document everywhere in the world.
Yeah. I always use the app to see the place where I'm going on holiday. Or if I have to drive to a place that I don't know, I use it to tell me the best route.
That's right. I use it for seeing if there's a place to park when I'm visiting a new customer. But anyway, the thing is, when you look at some places, you notice that a large section of the area is blurred. You know, it's pixelated. And this article is about what these mysterious places are.
Tell me more.
It says that sometimes the reason for the place not appearing on the map is practical. For example, when Google Maps was first launched, there wasn't a clear image of the White House in Washington, D.C. Later, it was replaced with an old image of the area. This was to prevent terrorists or others using the map to plan attacks on government buildings. And the same applies to lots of other important places, such as prisons in Australia or military bases in other countries.
I can understand that.
But there are some places in the world where there is no obvious explanation for them being blocked or unclear on Google Maps. If you look on Google Earth at the Faroe Islands to the north of Scotland, you can see that it looks like someone has pasted images on top of others, so you wonder what is under them.
Yes, but that may be just the way the satellite takes the pictures.
I suppose so. But what about the completely black areas? Some people say they are secret military installations or scientific testing sites.
You know, I read something about that too. I think it's really to do with the way the images are taken. And sometimes Google just doesn't have the information, so they leave the area black.
Anyway, the article also says that sometimes important people ask Google to pixelate their homes for reasons of privacy. In fact, it says that it's quite easy to do. It's not just a service for the rich and famous.
That's interesting. Then possible thieves can't check your house out on Google Maps. So you don't have to pay to have your house taken off Google Maps?
No, you just have to ask them. The article tells you how to do it.
I might try.
Also, there's one very strange place. It's called Sandy Island. It was discovered by Captain Cook in the Coral Sea near Australia. For years, it appeared on maps. Then it seemed to disappear. Google Maps covered it with a black box first and then deleted it, although you can still find its imaginary position marked. A research ship went to find it in November 2012, but there was no island at the coordinates it was given, and so, officially, it no longer exists. Where did it go?
Who knows? So, we can say that we can't see everything from our computer, and there are still some places to really explore in the world.
Absolutely.